In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So when you get married, people share all sorts of advice. One of the first pieces of advice that my mother gave my husband was, "Now you always need to have a snack with you in case Kilpie has a meltdown." If Blake were here, he'd tell you that this was some truly sound advice. To keep my blood sugar regular, I need frequent snacks, or else I become quite hangry, which is that mix of being really hungry and really angry. So knowing this about myself, my first thought when I read over our gospel passage today was, man, the devil really knew what he was doing. Jesus had just gone 40 days without any food, and so, understandably, might have been a bit hangry himself. Then the devil shows up and pounds him with all sorts of challenging and enticing temptations. I'd say that's pretty smart timing. None of us are our best selves when we are starving. And not only was Jesus probably hungry for food, famished after all those weeks of fasting, but he must have also been hungry for so many other things. He had just spent 40 days in the wilderness. Can you imagine? It may not have been a desert, but it would have certainly been deserted. Lonely, isolating, downright desolate, and maybe even depressing. Jesus, that truly human part of him, must have been hungry. And the devil, he tries to take advantage, tempting him three times. Show your power and turn this stone into bread. Worship me and I'll give you everything and more, all the glory you could ever want. Throw yourself down and let God catch you, unless you don't think he'll show up. The devil's temptations point right to the hunger of humanity, our hunger for things other than God. For power, for glory, for certainty and independence. And we have all been out wandering recently. Wandering in the wilderness. For more reasons than one. I'm not sure that I even need to name them, because y'all know, we are no strangers to the experience of isolation. We are not so unfamiliar with spending days and weeks and months and years in our own landscapes of loneliness and desperation. And we are hungry, hangry even. We've been stripped down, emptied out, tempted and tried, and left with grumbling, empty stomachs. And we might just be hungry enough to give in. Because unlike Jesus, who, need I remind you, was the blameless Son of God, we don't always have the strength within us to resist. Sometimes we are hungry enough and human enough to fail. The wilderness has made us grow so weary that we are tempted just to give in and feast on whatever there is, power, greed, or glory. We'll do anything to be full, just to feel something good again. But that is nothing new. God's people have been messing up for a long time. It's actually right here in our gospel passage. Did you notice Jesus' response to the devil? They're quotations from Scripture. Jesus, he chose to respond with passages, with sections from Deuteronomy. These sections, they point back to the story of the Israelites, a people who had their own wilderness experience and 40 years of it. Do you remember the story? They too were tempted and tried, isolated and hungry, and they certainly did not come out with perfect marks. Starving and tired, they sometimes chose to fill themselves up with things other than God. But these Deuteronomy passages, they don't simply recall the faults. Because the portions that Jesus recites are from God's covenant with these people, the Israelites. God is speaking to them through Moses just before they cross over into the promised land. So despite all their failures and their brokenness, the times they chose things other than God, God doesn't give up on them. In his mercy, he brings them to a new home and into a renewed relationship with him. So when faced with his own temptation, Jesus calls upon this, the covenantal word between God and his people. He points back to the Israelites' pain, but also to God's provision. It's as if he's saying, look, devil, don't you remember how this goes? You think that you can win these people over just because they're a little hungry, but your temptations have no power here. God's mercy is greater than the brokenness of his people. This always has and always will be true. Did this keep the devil from trying? Certainly not. We continue to face temptations all the time. We are constantly tempted to satisfy our hunger with those things other than God. We are no stranger to the wilderness and the things that it can make us do. But God is no stranger to mercy. There is not one without the other, our sin and God's mercy. And this gospel passage and the story of the Israelites reminds us of that. It reminds us that it has always been in our nature to sin, and it has always been in God's nature to forgive. Remembering this gets to the very core of Lent, the season that we've just begun. These 40 days, they can so easily feel like a chance for a fresh spiritual start, or that chance to finally get right with God. But our practices and the things that we choose to give up, they aren't meant to give us a sense of accomplishment. Instead, they lead us to that familiar place of hunger. And when our stomachs grumble, we hear the grumblings of all God's hungry people before us. We remember what it is to need God, but to have chosen things other than God. And we confess that, and we repent, and we can do all of these things with boldness, because we also remember that through Christ, we are grafted into this great story of God's forgiveness. So for these 40 days, we're intentionally looking backwards and inwards, and we're remembering the wilderness, and we're remembering the hunger, and we're remembering the sin. And we can allow ourselves just to be honest about our human nature. Because as Jesus once reminded the devil, and we remember today, it has always been God's nature to have mercy. It's written right here at the beginning of our liturgy, the first words that we said. Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins. His mercy endures forever. May this be our Lenten hymn, that our wrongs don't define us. God's mercy does. And nothing and nobody will ever have the power to change that. Amen.